What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Quick recap of Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, where the Dubs get the 11-point win to go up 3-0 is coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's happening? Just a quick recap here of the game. Well, 10 minutes or so. I'd like to get these out when they have a game on the weekend because I can't help it, man. I got to talk about the Dubs. I got to talk about another win. And this win was Draymond Green's win. Let's not get it twisted. This was all about Draymond Green. I can't remember. Maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment, but I can't remember a better game from Draymond. He literally dragged this team back into it. But we'll get to that in just a few minutes. I tweeted out earlier in the day, just, you know, going through my mind that, you know, Steve Kerr might pull the flex move of starting Damian Jones because he pulled Andrew Bogut in the second half of last game, only plays him about 3 minutes to start the game. And Damian Jones, at the very least, is another big body who you could put on Kanter. His minutes match up best with Enes Kanter. And to counter that, Terry Stotts starts Myers Leonard, who actually had a pretty solid game. I mean, he's a skilled offensive player, skilled shooter, and that's what he did tonight. I think he had, what, 18, 16, 18, something like that. Knocked down a couple of threes. He was good. He had 16, even though he was a minus 17 in the game. So, I mean, how good was he? But anyways, that has more to do with the second half than the first because the Blazers played well in the first. The Damian Jones experiment didn't work. He should have stuck with Bogut or gone with Jordan Bell instead of Damian Jones. Damian Jones had 3 fouls in 3 minutes and 17 seconds, including biting on a pump fake from CJ McCollum on a three. Offense was just sloppy. The Dubs started 2 of 10. Klay was active to start the game. He had a couple sequences where he had a steal and a bucket, transition bucket, had a putback on a Steph air ball, and then hits a mid-range jumper. The Warriors were down 10 early in the first, and so these minutes and this activity helped Warriors get back into it. Klay didn't have a great game tonight, at least offensively. His great defense, as usual, was there. Portland ended up shooting 11 free throws in under 8 minutes of the first quarter. And that was a trend throughout the first half. The Blazers were getting to the line. Dubs couldn't stop fouling. Draymond was pushing the pace like a motherfucker. I was going to try not to swear, but he deserves all the praise for tonight's win. He was pushing the pace every rebound he got, every chance he got, and he didn't care who came with him or not. I mean, Steph, there were tons of times where Steph wasn't running with him. Draymond said, screw it, I'm going to the hoop. And not just that, he was defending like a madman like he usually does. It was 4 quarters of this, too. It wasn't just, oh, in the second half, I'll turn it on. He had to really try and pull this one out for his teammates, and he sure did. Andre Iguodala actually went to the locker room about midway through the first, and it sucks because he apparently has a lower leg injury. He did come back to the game for a little bit, but when he went to the locker room, he turned and flipped off the camera on his way, which I thought was great. Everything Andre Iguodala does is great and cracks me up. Going into the second quarter, Portland had taken 13 free throws. Golden State had only taken 5. It's kind of a theme throughout this series. Warriors are fouling a lot, and Portland's able to get to the line. Portland was up 2 after 1, and to start the second quarter, Steve Kerr went with Quinn Cook, Klay Thompson, Sean Livingston, Jonas Jerebko, and Jordan Bell, and they were a -6 in 3 minutes. It was a rough run for those guys, and even when they started, you know, subbing the regular guys back in, it ended up being -12. They were down 13 in the second. Klay was taking bad shots, and when he got good shots, he was missing them. He actually went 0 for 5 in the second quarter. The second quarter was ugly for the Warriors. They got outscored by 12 and were down 14 going into the half. Steph was a mixed bag in the second quarter. He had some bad turnovers. That's the thing, man. There are certain turnovers you can live with and ones that you can't. And just the slapstick, stupid, one-handed over the head, behind the back, whatever, you know, sauce move he's trying to pull. They just kill me. And he had one in the second that, you know, wasn't great. He was 2-4 from the field, 2-3 from three, though. Did have 6 points. Klay was minus 11 in the second quarter, which was a rough run for him. It was actually only a 13-point lead for the Blazers going into the third. I had here Draymond Green. His pace and effort is absolutely crazy. He was the best player on the floor, not just for the Warriors, for both teams. He was hands down the best player on the floor. In the third, Steve Kerr starts Jordan Bell and not Damian Jones. It was pretty obvious Damian Jones wasn't going to start, but the fact he went with Jordan Bell was a minor surprise, I guess. Draymond had a turnover on the first play. For the first couple minutes, Warriors were able to get stops, but were missing shots. A lot of fouls in this one. It kind of slowed the game down at times, which, you know, they were able to overcome, but it just, for my own viewing pleasure, it wasn't great. But that's neither here nor there. Steph, it just was one of those weird nights where, you know, he got fouled on a three-pointer, misses the free throw on the four-point play. Jordan Bell did play well tonight. He definitely did. Had some big plays, but he had a missed rotation that gave Myers Leonard an open three. He also clanked a wide-open transition dunk that would have cut the lead down to six. And since he clanks it, CJ on the other end got fouled and went to the line, so that pushed the lead back up to... Actually, I'm not sure, because CJ missed a lot of free throws tonight, so it might not have hurt him, but I'm pretty sure he knocked both those ones down. Draymond Green was doing every single thing possible to drag his teammates back into this one, including after the clank dunk by Jordan Bell. Draymond gets another stop, drives down, finds Jordan Bell in transition. JB throws down a massive two-hand dunk, making sure this one went in. And there was a nice moment, too, in the broadcast. Draymond was mic'd up, and it's just, you know, shows his leadership where he's talking to Jordan Bell, just like, you know, pointing out Steph and Klay and himself. He's like, you know, did he miss one? Has he missed one? Has he missed one? It's just a missed shot. Like, get over it. Doesn't mean anything. And it was just a nice insight into his leadership, because you see all the fire and fury that he brings. But he is a great leader, and you see that he knows how to deal with his teammates and a young teammate who, you know, made a mistake. And instead of rolling his eyes and, you know, telling him to get his shit together, he handled him with, not kid gloves, but, you know, it was tender leadership. So that was cool to see. And one of my notes here in the third quarter is, holy shit, Draymond. I don't know exactly what play it refers to, but it could have been any. Pick any possession where he was defending and then would get the ball and push the pace and either get to the line, get a bucket, or get a bucket for someone else. Like, it's not hyperbole when I say this might be the best game of his career. Maybe game 7 of the 2016 finals where he had 32 points. You know, that might be up there, but this was ridiculous. This was absolutely one of the best efforts, best games I've ever seen him have. The Warriors took a 77-76 lead with a minute 54 left. Dubs went on an 18-3 run in the third and outscored the Blazers 29-13. Another one of my notes, Dubs up 82-79 to end the third, basically because of Draymond Green. To start the fourth, it was Klay, Quinn Cook, Sean Livingston, Jonas Jerebko, and Kevon Looney. There are certain writers who are being pretty dismissive of the fact that Kerr is playing all these guys, but it's obviously buying minutes for his starters. And you know what? They played well tonight. The bench players did. They struggled in the first half, but everyone did. It's not as if Steph and Klay played 24 minutes, they wouldn't have been down 13 points at half. Klay had a turnover on the first possession. They went exclusively to Klay for the first three possessions, and it did not work out. Klay was missing short. It's kind of what we saw from the last game, where he doesn't really have the legs to do it, to be the primary offensive option in this unit and defend the way he does as well. And one of the things I was thinking as he's just, you know, as they're exclusively going to him is Quinn Cook needs to be more aggressive, especially in this unit. He's the only other person on the floor that can create his own shot. Sean Livingston can get to his mid-range every once in a while, but he's not the player he once was. So Quinn needs to be more aggressive, and we started to see that. He had a nice move against Collins at the top of the arc. It was a nice moment, too. You see Quinn Cook, he gets the switch on Collins, and you can see Sean Livingston tell him, forget the play. Take him. Take his ass one-on-one. A little crossover on him. Finishes around Myers Leonard at the hoop. It was a great play by Quinn, which put the Warriors up 86-82. On the next possession, Quinn drives to the baseline, pulls up on a little mid-range, knocks it down, puts the Warriors up 6. Looney did a great job bothering Dame all game. His effort and length to recover and bother Dame it bothered him all game. He did a great job against Dame all night. And Looney also does a great job at a bunch of other things, too. He was solid tonight, coming off the bench and scoring. He had 8 points, only 3 rebounds, 1 offensive. But our guy Alphonso McKinney picked up the slack because he had 9 rebounds, 3 offensive. But as far as Looney's concerned, he would get the ball in the key, and his patience there is incredible. Where a lot of players you see kind of get nervous and start to spaz out a little bit, he waits for his opening, boom, and he'll go up with the shot, knock it down. He had a hell of a game. Offensively, defensively, he was everywhere. Jonas Jerebko, later in the game, with the Warriors up 6, he gets it kicked out to him in the corner for 3. Pump fake, steps into the 2, knocks it down, dubs up 8. Draymond, Steph, Jordan Bell, and Alphonso McKinney came back in at the 7:07 mark. Steph, you know, one thing that's been bugging me this series is, look, if someone tells me Seth has the secrets to guarding Steph, you know, I don't buy it, okay? Steph needs to show his killer instinct against his brother, which he wasn't really doing last game or this game. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe Seth does have the secrets, but there are times where it's like, Steph, you could dust him, cook his ass, you know? And instead he passes out of it or something. But he did later in the game start driving on him, was getting to the bucket, but it was something that's been bothering me. Jordan Bell, who had a really good game, had a tough sequence where he had a loose ball foul and then fouled CJ on a 3, which got him to the line. But regardless, it just wasn't enough for the Trailblazers to come back. Steph hits a deep 3 to go up 11 with 4:50 left, and that was it. That was all she wrote, really. I think they cut it to 8 once or twice, but the Warriors were just too much for the Blazers. Dubs get the win, 110-99. Marcus Thompson tweeted something out earlier that I thought was, I mean, it's not interesting, but it's just, I think it is a factor in this game is the Blazers are tired, man. That 7-game series against Denver really wore them out, and they're not used to playing this late in the season. I work with Doug Christie at the radio station I work at, and something he did when he was playing is regardless of whether he made the playoffs or not or what round he got knocked out in, he would always continue to work out where a lot of guys immediately take their vacations. Doug would stick around and continue to work out through the finals just in case he ever got there so that he would be physically able to do it, or at least physically more prepared to do so. And I don't know if that's something that other people do. I don't know how well it works, any of that stuff, but you can just see that the Blazers are pretty gassed, and the Warriors are a team that, you know, you can mark this down for the last 5 years. They're going to be playing in the Western Conference Finals. So that's part of it. One thing I noticed also when I mentioned that Alphonso McKinney came back with 7 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game was the fact that Andre Iguodala wasn't out there. I didn't even realize till about a minute left and Alfonso's still out there, which, by the way, he played really well, knocked down another corner 3. He's in the last 3 games, he's taken 3 threes, hit them all. One of them was banked in. But he, as he was out there and defended well also, is when I realized that Andre wasn't out there. And so we get the update that he has a lower leg injury and we'll get an MRI tomorrow. Doesn't seem to be serious. Wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play in game 4, just to be safe, but we'll see what the MRI says, and you never know. You never know. I would also imagine Jordan Bell will be starting game four. The Damian Jones project, I was intrigued. Only took 3 minutes for me to think it was a bad idea. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I'll be back Monday with another full episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.